the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We go to the borderland between Venezuela, the large state, well, 7 million fewer people today than when the rogue regime began. But in any event, a very large state, very powerful state, has been for several centuries because of its position, its size, its resources. And the borderland with the small state of Guyana, once British Guyana, I believe the capital is Georgetown, and it was a product of the colonial supremacy of the 19th century when European powers contested for resources by plundering faraway places for various prosperity. Venezuela is one of those, and today it's in the news again because of something that happened in 1899 and the International Court of Justice now taking on the dispute between small Guyana. There are a lot of Guyanese in America. The Guyanese in diaspora is vocal. Small Guyana and large Venezuela over untold riches discovered by Exxon, among other companies, of ascertainable oil and natural gas in this borderland. Professor, we have a few minutes. If you can give us a lesson as to how we got to a 19th century dispute in the 21st century.
Absolutely, John. With this dispute, as others... It's really an issue of the imprecise nature of the declarations of borders, oftentimes by colonial powers. So in this particular case, it was by Great Britain, which controlled what was then British Guyana. And the question of where between Guyana and Venezuela the border was. This dispute was subject to an arbitration decision in 1899. The United States, which was seen as friendly to Venezuela, was representing, ironically, Venezuelan interests at the time. Of course, the British were representing themselves. And in the arbitration tribunal, you had one supposedly independent Russian judge. The ruling was controversial because in unsealed documents that later, after the deaths of one of the jurists came to light around World War II, it was suggested that the Russian judge actually was in coordination with the British judges. And so some would argue that this had nullified the decision, which basically settled that the border corresponded to the current border. The alternative would suggest that Venezuela would extend all the way up to the river that proceeds south, the Essequibo River from Georgetown, basically taking away about two-thirds of Guyana's current territory. So an enormous impact. More importantly, the projection of Guyana out into the ocean based on the new borders would basically take away all of that oil wealth. Over 14 billion barrels of recoverable oil that is transforming Guyana today. And so there's really a lot at stake. The history of it, after the 1899 ruling, Venezuela had challenged it in 1962. You had an agreement in 1966, referred to the Geneva Agreement, saying, hey, we're going to settle this peacefully. The Venezuelans were not satisfied after a while that was making progress. And so in 1983, they declared they were no longer going to wait for a peaceful resolution. But then the real, problems started happening when the first of the major oil finds off of Guyana were discovered. And so around that time, you had an incident with an oil exploration ship, the Technic Perdona, which in October 2013 was basically detained in what the Venezuelans claimed were its waters, what were basically Guyanese waters. Then in May 2015, you had the Venezuelans declaring a integrated maritime defense zone, which basically claimed control over those waters and other areas. In December 2018, you had another act by the Venezuelan Navy, which is much, much bigger and stronger, of course, than the Guyanese Navy, against another basically a seismic measurement ship to support the oil industry, a ship called the Ramform Tethys.
We have one minute, Professor.
In the wake of all this, so you had in 2018, the Guyanese said, hey, to the ICJ, will you please reaffirm that this ruling that we got in 1899? And in 2020, the ICJ accepted the decision. The Venezuelans tried to say, hey, you don't have jurisdiction, that Great Britain, who was the colonial power, should be at the table and not Guyana. The ICJ basically just dismissed that as unfounded. So that means that the ICJ jurisdiction can now go forward. But at the end of the day, it will probably be years before an actual jurisdiction, a ruling on the merits is reached. But meantime, that oil exploration will continue. That is transforming the country of Guyana and its people and its economy.
Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Matt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,